let's sing this whole song. The original love, the original sin, the original word, it's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original sin. God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last day. We have called a revelation by the last prophet message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original lie, the original lie, the original seed, the original word, it's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original sin. We are the Word made flesh today. This is all the scriptures say. And our names are seen with Him, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original lie, the original lie, the original seed, the original word, it's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, and seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original sin. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last, and our spirit, who were chained down in the past, through Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. It's the original lie, the original lie, the original sin, the original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, and seed is unveiled. The original lie, the original sin. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping sins will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentiles' day will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to our God. It's the original lie, the original lie, the original seed, the original word, it's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed, the original lie, the original seed, the original word, it's for I believe the Son of Man is revealed.
We feel
this unveil,
the original light,
the original sin.
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved
like me.
Amazing grace of the Lord has brought us together. That amazing grace has seen us through the day. The grace of God that faileth not, oh, has kept us through our going outs and our coming ins, in our working places, in our homes. That grace that is always sufficient has even brought us tonight to sit at his feet. Why don't you look to him tonight, the one that has given you the grace for you to be here, and say, Lord, I thank you for your amazing grace. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for protecting me. I thank you, Lord, for guiding me. I thank you for your mercies. I thank you above all for your loving kindness. Just say something to him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Even the privilege that he has given to you, for you to be in his house tonight. Oh, the grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, this evening, O Lord, your children look unto you and say, thank you, O God. Father, we say, Lord, your mercies and your grace has been sufficient for us. We thank you, Lord, for the day our going outs and our coming ins. We thank you, Lord. Oh, at our working places, Lord, we thank you for our homes. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for our children. Oh, God, we bless your name. We honor you, Lord. Oh, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. We lift up your name in high esteem this evening, Lord. Oh, thank you, O God. Blessed be thy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, the Lord. Your word is always true. Your word is always true, Lord. As he said, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst. That word had never failed, and it has never failed. Lord, even this evening, it has not failed us, because we know you are here. Father, we thank you, O God, for yet another privilege that you have given to us, to be gathered in your house, Lord. Father, as we have come, we know that, Lord, there is something in store for us. So, Father, we pray that this moment, oh, you grant us, Lord, the ear, O God, to hear your word. Grant us the heart, O Lord, to receive it, O God. And, Father, we pray that what we hear, let us keep them, O Lord. Let them be part of our lives. Even, Lord, as we wait for your coming, O God, Lord, we pray that things that we hear will always make us ready, O God, that the day that you come, Lord, we will not find ourselves wanting. Father, we thank you. Even as we open unto your word, O Lord, we pray that, O God, the Holy Spirit will lay the hands upon it, O God, knowing that, O God, you are here. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. As we stand in, let's quickly take our Bibles and turn to the first reading is Isaiah 22:22. And our second reading will be Revelation 21. Let's hear the word of God. Isaiah 22:22. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut. And he shall shut, and none shall open. Amen. The second reading, Revelation 21. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hands. Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. Lord, even as I stand here, God, I know I have nothing. But Lord, set me aside this evening, O God, and take your place, O Lord, with your children, and speak to us, O God. Father, we came here because there are vacuums in our lives, and we need to fill those vacuums, Lord. Father, let us live here with nothing left, O God, but Lord, we live here with the fullness of your word, O God. We pray that, Lord, you bless your word and make it alive unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? We have a topic here tonight. Our topic is faith is the key. And I'll be taking our subject from the message that the prophet preached in 1962, the key to the door. Amen. And I've taken the topic, faith is the key. It's a statement the prophet made, and I'm using that to be our topic tonight. Faith is the key. Amen. Now, when you look at this topic that we've chosen tonight, faith is the key, we see two distinct words, one being faith and the other one being the key. We have faith and we have the key. Faith is the key. So let's look at what a key is. Many a time the prophet always take the natural, the type, the spiritual. So let's look at what a key is. The prophet says a key is used to unlock a closed door. Amen. A key is used to unlock a closed door. Praise God. And any closed door has something behind it. You see? When you left your house, you closed your door. Because there are some things in your house that are precious to you. If they are not precious, you just leave them wide open. But once you left the house, you closed your door. Amen. And so key is used to what? Open a closed door. And as long as there are different doors, we have different kinds of doors. There are also different types of what? Keys. And before you can actually get a door closed, a door that is closed, opened, you must have the right key. Amen. Every particular door has its own key. You got to get the right key to a particular door before you can open it. I believe before even we get into the subject, I know the Spirit has already given you the discernment of what is coming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To find the right key to a particular door. Amen. Amen. And so when we talk about the natural, let's look at the spiritual side, because we are here not because of the natural, but we are here because of the spiritual. Amen. And so it is true that the Bible speaks about keys. It speaks about keys, and the prophet made a reference to a particular key that was given to Peter and the disciples. And you know the story already. One time Jesus asked the disciples, "Whom do people say I, the Son of Man, I am?" And he said, "Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. Others say you are Jeremiah." And Jesus asked them, "So whom do you tonight say I, the Son of God, a Son of Man, I am?" Amen. And we know the answer that Peter gave. He said, "You are the Christ, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock," upon this revelation, "upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And then he continued to say, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Amen. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you will bind on earth here will be bound in heaven. And whatever you will lose in here will be losing in heaven. I will give you a key. The key to the kingdom of heaven." Oh, praise the Lord. And again, in the book of Revelation, Jesus said, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. "And have the keys of hell and death." Oh, praise God. Amen. At the place he said he would give Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And another place he said, "I have the keys of hell and of death." Oh, praise God. Amen. Let's read something from the prophet's message. He said, the purpose of the key. Is that the purpose of a key is to unlock something. Something that has been locked up, or is something that should be locked up. But a key is given for that purpose. A key cannot unlock a door until it's used by a hand. Praise the Lord. And it's got to have, see, the key has to be used by what? A hand. When you put a key here, the key itself cannot go and open the door. It needs a hand to be used, to use the key to open the door. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And then he said, I'm going to speak about what I'm going to speak tonight is that only one hand can hold this key. And that hand should be the hand of faith. Praise God. Amen. It is the hand of faith that can use a key to open a door. And so, we see the hand of faith can overcome. We see the hand of faith overcame Goliath. Praise the Lord. Because how could a catapult kill mighty Goliath? Dressed, covered all with what? A military dress, armored. Can a catapult kill such a man? It has to take what? The hands of faith. Yes, to hold a catapult, the key, to overcome Goliath. Amen. Praise God. We are coming to the subject. Because we are going to see that we are the hands to use that key God has given to us to be able to open the doors that are closed before us. So faith believes. The definition of faith, we are finished with the key, let's come to faith. It said faith believes, and believe is faith. Praise God. Faith believes, and believe is faith. Without faith, you can't believe. And the scripture says that without faith, we cannot what? Please God. Amen. And when we read Romans 4:3, it said, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. That is what? Faith. Believing God, that is what? Faith. Faith in God. So Abraham had a key to open the door of righteousness by believing in God. Amen. That there might be tonight a closed door to all of us here. You have your own closed door. I have my own closed door. Sister, you have your own closed door. Tonight, we got to find the right key to open that door so that we will receive the blessings. Praise God. And he said, one time, let's look at what happened. One time, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and they went into the mountains. And he transfigured himself before them. They were there for some time. And when they came down, I'm talking about the story in Mark 9:1-29. When they came down, they saw a crowd gathered. What was happening? There was a man with a son that is dumb. He has a dumb spirit that always torment this boy. And this man has brought his son for the disciples to cast out that demon. And they couldn't do it. And there was a crowd. And it was a kind of mockery. that the disciples were not able to do what? They were not able to heal this damp boy. They weren't able to cast out the demon. It was at that time Jesus and the other three disciples, they came there. And Jesus asked what was happening. Then the man said, my son is possessed with the demon of dumbness. And I brought my son to the disciples to cast out the demon, but they couldn't do it. Jesus saw that it was a kind of what? Mockery and unbelief on the part, even of the crowd, of the people. So Jesus said something to the man. He said, if you will believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Amen. It was there, the scripture says, the man repented immediately. And he said, Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. Praise God. Amen. We are talking about keys. Here is a man who has a son who was possessed. But meanwhile, this man has no faith to believe that his own son can be healed. And so when Jesus told him that anyone that will believe, all things are possible to that man, it was there the man said, Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. Praise the Lord. He said, forgive me, help me of my unbelief. He was looking for what? The right key. He had missed the key. The key that he missed was that he had allowed unbelief to overcome him. So Jesus was referring to him that if only you believe, then it is possible that all things will be possible for you. So the man saw that he was in the wrong. And he said, Lord, I believe. Forgive me. Help me of my unbelief. Tonight, if there is an unbelief in you about a door that is closed, tonight the Lord is telling you that all things are possible if you only believe. Amen. Then came the disciples also later to ask Jesus, Lord, why we weren't able to cast out the demon? And Jesus said, this kind, it comes only by what? By prayer and fasting. So Jesus gave them a key. By what? By prayer and fasting. You can do it. Amen. Praise God. There are doors that are locked before us. We are looking for a key to open those doors. But we don't pray. We don't fast. Jesus is giving us that key tonight. Praise God. The disciples asked why we weren't able to cast out the demon. He said, this cometh by nothing but by what? Prayer and fasting. Brethren, how many times have we ever fasted? Because there is a door that is closed before us, we want that door to be opened. How many times any of us have taken upon himself to fast, maybe 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 1 week, because you want a door to be opened. You are looking for a key to open the door. Praise the Lord. Tonight, look at it closely. Jesus told the disciples, it cometh by what? Prayer and fasting. Let us ask ourselves tonight. I'm asking myself also. When is the last time I fasted and prayed? Because there is something before me. I want an answer from God. I want the key from God to open that door. I'm asking myself tonight, when is the last time I fasted? Brother, are you asking yourself? Sister, are you asking yourself? When is the last time you fasted and prayed? And yet, that door is before you, which is closed. Praise God. Take notice of that. He said it has to take what? Prayer and fasting. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples came and asked for a key. See, the disciples all along were looking for what? An earthly kingdom. They came to ask for a key to an earthly kingdom. So they asked, is that when, I'm reading from Acts 1:6. It says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, would thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? But the kingdom of Christ is not of this world. Amen. Because Jesus himself have said, my kingdom is not of this world. So Jesus told the disciples he was going to give them a key. He told the disciples what to do to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. And we all know about it, that they should remain in Jerusalem and enter into an upper room and be praying, because they needed to receive a key into the what? The kingdom of heaven, the spiritual kingdom. Praise God. And so here also we see the key that Jesus gave to the disciples is what? Is prayer. Excluding themselves. Keeping themselves away from the world. At the closed door. Praying unceasingly. Praise God. Amen. That is another key. To unraven. To enter into the kingdom of heaven. How many times have we taken upon ourselves, said, today I'm going nowhere. You enter your closet, close the door, and go down on your knees, get into a conference with God, praying unceasingly, tears running down your face, sweat bathing you from head to toe. Praise the Lord. That day in the upper room, it wasn't just praying ordinary. They were what? They were in desperation. Prayer must be in desperation. That is a key that can unlock the closed door. Amen. Another man, Nicodemus, he came by night to come and see Jesus. He wanted a key to enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And Nicodemus came believing. He came believing. And he went away received. Praise God. But let's look at this young, the rich young ruler. He also came for a key to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But we all know, when Jesus had given him the key, go sell all that you have and take your cross and follow me, it was difficult for him. And he went away empty. My brother, my sister, tonight, there are doors. All of us, we have doors that are before us that are closed. We want those doors to be opened. But the thing is, are we going from his presence tonight empty-handed? Let us tonight, from his presence here, in our hearts, rejoicing to know that the door is opened.
Tonight it is opened. Amen. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. It's a key. If anyone will come unto me, let him deny himself. It's a key. Praise the Lord. And take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So that's another key. You got to deny yourself, my brother, my sister. You got to deny yourself. Denial of yourself is when at times you feel so tired. You feel so tired. That is the time something got to tell you to go down on your knees. The day that you don't feel like praying, my brother, my sister, that day, tell the devil, get behind me. Anytime you feel that, you feel so tired, you don't feel like praying and the lukewarmness and all those things just come in here and there. My brother is the devil. Amen. That is the time, get down on your knees. Praise God. You are denying yourself. The prophet in that message, the key to the door, he was talking about a testimony of a young missionary. This young missionary had a church. He had a wife and two daughters. Then God spoke to his heart that he should go to Africa. Praise the Lord. He was trying to get away from that call, but that call still kept on coming. Go to Africa. Till he couldn't run away from the call anymore. Many a time, my brother, my sister, things come upon our hearts to do something. But yet, we put it aside. It is the voice of God, this still small voice, that is pushing you to do something. But we see that it will affect our very life. We cannot deny ourselves. And so the story goes, this young minister could not run away from the call anymore. So he went to the missionary board to tell them, I have a call to go to Africa. And they asked him, do you know what you really asking for? He said, yes. He said, look, many other people have gone there and they have never returned. Precisely, he said he was going to Rhodesia. That's what the prophet said. Amen. Said many have gone and have never come back because there are many kinds of diseases, leprosy, sickness, and here and there. And many that went, they never came back. Do you want to go? He said, yes. They tried to discourage him. He said, look, God has spoken to me, and so I want to go. Amen. He said, so you are going with your daughter and two daughters and your wife? He said, yes, I'm going. Amen. They asked him, the prophet said, they asked him, are you sure? He said, I am positive. Amen. Praise God. And so they told him that, look, sir, have you thought it this manner that you have got two pretty little girls and a lovely young wife? Why don't you just go over and see and come back? Go there and see whether it's okay, and then you come back. You know what he said? He said, sir, no, the Lord told me, and it is so real. The Lord called me. I don't want to leave though I don't want to leave my home, I don't want to leave my church and my people, but the Lord called me back there to go into the jungles. Praise the Lord. See, he was doing what? He was denying himself. That is denial. Denying himself of the comfort of his home. So, they told him again. He said, did you know that your little girls could take yellow fever and black water fever and die overnight? Think of the leprosy. Think of your pretty wife and your two little girls with leprosy. Think about that. Aren't you afraid in the danger that is taking your that you are taking your children, your wife, in such a place? And the answer the young missionary gave was something that the prophet said, I love so much. He said, my brethren, my vision of God's call, if God has called me to go to Africa, my children and my family are more safer in Africa than any place in the world. Amen. Amen. Because God has sent me to go there, look, my wife and my two children, they will be more safer in the place that you call, that there are sicknesses and diseases over there. And the prophet said, that is the key to his call. Amen. Amen. Denying himself. All of us seated here, we have been called. It is not a minister alone that have been called. We are all have been called because we were somewhere and we heard the voice of God and we came. Praise the Lord. And so one key is to deny yourself, my brother, my sister. The comfort of this world. And take up thy cross and follow him. Amen. He said, when the prophet said, when you got the key, there is no fear. There is no doubt. There is no question. If you don't have to ask anybody, you don't have to ask anybody anything. Because God has already given you what? The call, and you have the faith to answer that call. Amen. And so, he said, if the church tonight will only possess that key also. He said, if the church only possessed that key of faith, we could unlock any door, any sickness, any plague, any case that there is. It could be unlocked to us if we could only possess this key. Amen. Tonight, if we will possess the right key, my brother, my sister, you have a door that is closed before you. Tonight, the Lord is saying that there is a key to that door that is closed before you. And he can provide that key. And the only thing is, we also must be the hand of faith to take up what? The key and open the door. We are the hands of faith to open that door. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, I believe in the full gospel, every word of God that turns the power of God loose. Amen. We got to believe every word of God. He said, the word of God that will turn loose the power of God so that it will fall upon us. Praise the Lord. And that is what he said, if two shall agree. As to anything that they bind here will be bound in heaven. Anything that they what? They losing here will be losing in heaven. So as a church, the prophet is asking us, if we can come together, then with one faith, believing every word of God, then nothing can stand in the presence of this church. If we are looking for, a member is looking for a job, the church will just pray, and the door got to be opened. Amen. If a sister is looking for the fruit of the womb, the church will pray, and it will happen because we have the key. Praise the Lord. He said, great heroes and the prophets and the great men of the Bible, what happened? That they could stop the mouth of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, and bring the dead back to life again, and did all kind of miracles, is because they were holding on to the key of faith. Amen. Amen. Now, the prophet then asks, seeing that we are compassed about such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. The sin which doeth besets us, that is a hindrance. Praise God. We go to what? Lay aside every weight and sin that easily besets us. Because we have a great witness compassed about us. The former prophets, the prophets of old, the fathers of old, said they were able to wrought miracles. These are witnesses that has compassed us. And so we also need to what? Bury every weight and the sin that besets us. My brother, you know the things that besets you. Is it what? Laziness? Is it lukewarmness that besets you? That you need tonight to deny yourself of all those things. Because that is the key. Praise the Lord. So that the doors that are closed, we will be able to open those doors. I have my door that is closed. I need that door to be opened tonight. You have your own door that is closed. You need it to be opened tonight. And God is here tonight to hear our prayer, to hear our heart, sincerity of our hearts, that we are ready to take his word by faith. Faith is the key. Without faith, we cannot please God. So tonight, our prayer will be centered upon what? The very door that is before you. The doors that are closed against this church. That those doors need to be opened. Because God has given us that authority and power. It is only because we have not yet taken that hands of faith to take up the key, the word of God, to open those doors. My brother, tonight, let's look at David. A very little tiny boy, but he had what? The hands of faith. That same hands of faith was able to kill a lion. It was able to kill a bear. That same hand of faith was able to take a catapult and kill mighty Goliath. We need that hands of faith tonight. Faith is the key to every door that is closed. Without faith, we cannot what? Please him. And he said, faith is unlimited. When you have a 50 cent coin, it can buy you only a 50 cent worth of bread. But if you have faith, it can what? Provide you more than what? More than what even you expect. Praise God. 50 cent will buy only what? 50 cent worth of bread. But faith can what? Provide abundantly and exceedingly than more than what you expect. Just look at what? The widow of Zarephath. Praise God. She had a hands of faith to take the word of God when she heard, thus saith the Lord. That was sufficient for her. And her last meal And last water, she was ready to what? To offer them. Amen. Amen. She had that hands of faith. And when she has taken that word, thus saith the Lord, she moved forward to prepare what the instructions that has been given to her. We have the instructions here. Are we following those instructions? That is the hand of faith. Following the instructions, obedience to the word, is the hands of faith. This woman, this poor widow of Zarephath, has that hands of faith. He held on to that, thus saith the Lord. And what happened? He said the barrel of what? Meal. It never failed. Praise God. And the cruse of oil also never failed. Until rain came, she had abundantly and exceedingly, because she used that hands of faith to hold on to, thus saith the Lord. Amen. So we need that hands of faith tonight, my brother, so that our barrel of meal will not waste and our cruse of oil will never fail. But we will receive them abundantly and exceedingly. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. See? We are hungering. We are thirsting. But the key is what? Is to believe in him. We are thirsting. We need things. There are things that we need from the Lord. But where is the key? The key is to believe in him. Believing in him is obedience to the word. Every atom of it. Praise God. He said, he that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. See? Out of your belly will be flowing what? Rivers of living water. Because you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is believing. Obedience to the word. If only we will obey the word of God, that is the hands of faith. That will hold the word of God. Obedience. Again, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. See, always it is what? Believe, believe, believe. Jesus always opened his, when he's giving out grace, he always say, if you only believe. Our coming to church is okay, but that doesn't show that we believe. Our belief is when we have taken the word. And the word is what? Being seen in our lives. Praise God. He said, I came as a light unto the world, and whosoever believe on me should not abide in darkness. See? If you believe in me, you will never abide in darkness. That's the key. Believing. Faith is believing. Faith is the key. Again, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto the Father. See? So always believe. Do we believe tonight? And let's look at what is in Acts of Apostles. It said, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. That is for the church. If we all will believe, then we must be of one heart and of one soul. Amen. And neither of us will say that I have this and you don't have this. But what you have is mine. What Brother Francois has is mine. Praise the Lord. That is what? That is the church has gotten that key. We have become one soul, one spirit, and one heart. That's the key for the church. Then when we go down on our knees, any door that is closed in this church, it got to be opened. Praise the Lord. That is what he said, if two shall agree, whatever they will bind here will be bound in heaven. Whatever they will lose in here will be losing in heaven. Praise the Lord. So tonight, my brother, my sister, what do you want? What door is before you? What door is closed that needs to be opened? All that you need tonight is faith. Look at many people that went to him by faith, never returned the same. Praise God. The woman with the blood issue, because she believed, she came back, she was healed. Let's go to him tonight with that same faith. Referring in your prayer, say, Lord, I'm coming to you tonight. Just like as that woman with the blood issue came to you and never went back the same. The door that has been closed was opened. I'm coming to you like that Syrophoenician woman, that woman of Canaan, whose daughter was sick. And even when Jesus had wanted to discourage her, that I came not because of you, you dogs. But she still persisted. Amen. And she got her daughter healed. Tell this tonight in your prayer, the Lord, in that same desperation I come to you tonight. In that same vein I come to you tonight. There is this door before me. Lord, I need a key to open it. And I come with faith tonight, Lord. If my faith is not sufficient, then Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith, because this door has been closed against me for long. Tonight, Lord, I want this door to be opened. Tonight, Lord, I will take a hands of faith. Believe in your word. And open this door once and for all. Amen. And Lord, help our unbelief. If there is an unbelief in me, there is lukewarmness in me, Lord, take them away, because they are the hindrance. I want a hand of faith, Lord. A hand of faith to overcome every works of Satan, every works of enemy. I want that hands of faith, Lord. I take up your word tonight, and I believe in the name of Jesus Christ that tonight, Lord, I have heard your word. Many that came to you, you gave them the keys. And tonight, Lord, you are that same Lord, because he said you changeth not. So I've come to you, Lord, to open that door for me. Open the door for the church. Bring us together with one in one harmony, with one soul, with one spirit, with one heart, O Lord. That's what the church is looking for tonight. So that, Lord, we will never be wanting in this church. That everything will be laid in perfection, and there will be joy in the hearts of each and everyone in this church. Lord, help us, O God. We want to be that glorious church. Not a church in need, but a church in plenty. A church in glory. A church without blemish. A church without spot. A church without wrinkle. Lord, tonight, grant us the hands of faith. We are coming with that hands of faith tonight, Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand? My brother, come. Brother. blood. Yes, the Lord is ready tonight to answer our prayer. The Lord is ready to answer our prayer tonight. We have real friendship in Jesus. I want us to sing this song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Because he loves us, he wants us not to be in need, not to be in want. My sister, just tell the Lord, grant me the hands of faith to hold on to your word and open that door. Faith is the key. Renew my faith, Lord. Increase my faith, Lord. As we sing this song, "Friend of Jesus."
What a friend we have in Jesus.
All our sins and griefs to bear.
What the privilege to carry
everything to God in
prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. How we try us and temptations, is the trouble anywhere. Oh, we should never be discouraged. Give to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will offer us sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I'm really weak and heavy laden, but with the load of care, pray. Get to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friend despise for sake. Get to the Lord in prayer. In his armies to thank you, thou will find us.
Oh, what
a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Is we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
My brother, my sister, tonight, there is a door that is before you that is closed. But there is a key that the Lord has provided, that those doors that have been closed against you, He's here tonight. He's here tonight. He said, what a friend we have in Jesus. That all our sins and griefs, He has borne them. He said, what a privilege for us tonight to carry everything to Him in prayer. See, sometimes the peace that is supposed to be us, we forfeit them. And we go through needless pains. Why? It's all because we don't carry them, everything to Him in prayer. Everything, my brother. Tonight, everything, carry it to Him in prayer. He's here tonight. He said He has given us the hands of faith tonight to hold on to the key and open the door. Believe tonight that tonight the Lord has opened that door. That door that has been closed against you for all this long, for all these years. Tonight, believe. He said, if only you will believe. Then that man said, oh Lord, I believe. Help me of my unbelief, Lord. Tonight, that door needs to be opened. That closed door. Just take that your hands of faith. Take your hands of faith tonight. And say, Lord, I come with the hands of faith. Every Goliath that is before me has to fall. In the name of Jesus Christ. My hands of faith have come tonight, Lord. Just like, oh, that woman that with the blood issue. Oh, she came believing and she went away healed. Tonight, Lord, I come in that same spirit. I come in that same vein. Lord, the door. It has been closed against me. But I know you have the key. So tonight, Lord, I come to you with faith, believing that, Lord, that door be open tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. That door got to be opened. My brother, that door will be opened. That door will be opened, my sister. Because we need to come back and stand here and give testimony to the glory of the Lord. Faith is the key. Believing is the key. Speak to Him. Speak to Him. Speak to Him. He's ready. He's here. He's here. He's here to meet you. He's here to meet us. He's here to meet me. I have my own door. I have my own door that has been closed. But tonight, Lord, by according to your word, I come with the hands of faith, Lord. I come with the hands of faith to hold on to your word that faileth not. That faileth not. That if you said, if we can only believe, then all things are possible to them that believe. It's possible to me. It's possible to you. It's possible to the church.
Lord, you open the door. Every evil eye, every evil mouth shall
Oh, Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Tonight, oh God, we come with that same hands of faith because we believe that, Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. And oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah.
The prophet says, we are serving a God, not a God that we pray to all the time, but he's a God that answers back. He's not a silent God. His hands are not shortened. And if you pray by faith,
hallelujah.
Oh, the answer. We believe that the answer is already come to us. The answer is already come to us.
He's an answer.
Lord, we praise your name. We know that you are an answering God.
Hallelujah.
We have put our doors, Lord, before you, and we know that every door tonight that is standing against your children, Lord, we believe that those doors are opened because we have come to you by faith. Believe in your word. With an arm and hands of faith, Lord, we believe it, O God. We believe it, Lord. The doors are opened because you are the only one that can open and no one can close. And you have the keys, Lord. We believe tonight, Lord. We believe it, Lord. That in the church tonight, Lord, we are moving in one harmony. Oh, believing. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. As you say, as you are singing, believe that the door is open.
Hallelujah. He's an answer.
That nothing can stand before this church. Every seed of discord have been uprooted.
And by faith,
it is forever uprooted.
Hallelujah.
And we are moving as one body,
God,
with one faith, one soul, one spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
an
that you have broken all the fetters of the enemy. You have broken every hindrance and obstacle. And now the doors are open. Oh, for us to walk through. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. The answer has already come. And we say hallelujah to you, O God, because we have received the answer. We in the name of Jesus Christ that every door is open tonight. The key to the door you have given to us. And Father, we have received it with the hands of faith. And we are not going to relent. We are not going to allow the enemy anymore. As long as, Lord, you have opened, we know no one can close. Oh, hallelujah. You are an answering God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. My brother, give us one song to sing. Lead us in one song. How many believe it tonight? With that hands of faith, my brother, my sister, go believing. I'm going believing that my door is opened. I've received the key to it. I'm going believing that the door is open. My sister, do you believe it? Amen. I want to hear the amen very well. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. That door is opened. My brother, do you believe it? Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is moving in one accord. Amen.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Oh, yes.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
His hands will never change.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Unchanging hand.
Hallelujah.
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
His hands will never change, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Build your hopes on things.
I change it not. Oh, yes.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Unchanging hand.
Hallelujah.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
One more time.
God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on King's eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand.
Father, once again, after this wonderful word of faith, we come to thank you because we didn't come here for nothing. We come with our need, and you have met with us through the preaching of your word and through your presence among us. We thank you tonight, Father, because we have the key. And we know the prophet says the faith is the solution for everything. And we know that there's nothing can happen without faith. Mm-hmm. And it's not our own faith, but the faith coming from above. That's why we ask you, Father, you're the same Jesus that was able, Father, to give to Saturn a Roman what he needed, Father, is the same God that we are worshiping today. You're the one that opened the eyes of the blind man, Bartimaeus. You're the same God that we worship today, Father. We ask you that look us from above with the eyes of compassion. That you that says that you come, you that are laden, then I will lift up with the burden from thee, Father. That why we come with our unspoken request, because you know the inside of our heart. We ask you, Father, that you shall grant to us according to our desire, believing that a group of the people like this will not have any wrong desire, Father. And the desire of our heart is also a closer and a deeper walk with thee. Because we can see, Father, as the scripture says, when the Son of Man will return, shall he find faith on earth, Father? But you has given the people faith, and we are among those people that hold and trust in thy word, Father. Because you says, sign shall follow them that believe in my name, Father. And we have believed in thy name, and we know that everything is possible to those that believe it, Father. And you know exactly each of us need where we stand tonight, Father. You know our needs. You know everyone's heart, Father. And we ask you that let nobody shall depart from this place the same way we came. Let something special shall happen, Father. And give us, Father, that meditation upon the scripture. Because the scripture, even we read, says that if you open, there's nobody that is able to shut it, Father. Once you have made something free, Father, everybody is there, the whole heaven, to back up it, Father. And we believe that our request is met tonight. Even we can't feel it, Father, but we believe that there is already an answer for our prayer. We ask you this moment that you shall renew the virtue for your servant that has stand faithfully before us, Father, to come with a word of encouragement, Father, to come with a word of confrontation, Father, to comfort our heart, Father, and to show us that there's an open door before each of us, Father. You never want us to live in want. Father, you are here to provide to our need, physically speaking and spiritually speaking, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides to the need of Abraham, Father. And we know that a place where there was no idea of a ram, but you provide a ram for him, Father. And we believe the same thing, Father, that where our eyes are limited, we can't see where the solution will come from. But you, the one who can create a solution for us. That's why we trust in thee, Father. We trust in thy word. Because the prophet says, we should take you by thy word. You say that, call upon my name, and I will hear and answer at thee. That's why we call upon thy name tonight, that you shall answer to our prayer, Father. Bless this church, Father. And bless all of us, Father. As our brother preached, Father, Father, give us the unity of the Spirit, Father. That to see your Spirit moving freely among us, Father. Because we know that when they were there in the upper chamber, Father, there was in one anchor, Father. And the Spirit of God came down like mighty wind among them. And they spoke in an unknown tongues, Father. Father, let the same experience been happen in the life of thy children, Father. And we take the devil out of this place to the dry ground in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Those who are at home at different activities, Father, we commit them all at thy hand, that you shall bless them. Then when we meet in the next service, Father, let it be a testimony that Jehovah Jireh has provided to the need of his people. Because we are needy people, we are depending on thee, Father. And we say, the word says, blessed be the one that trusts on the Lord. And cursed be on the one that trusts in man. Father, we don't trust in man because we know that everything that man started will have an end. And we trust only in the solid rock that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of our salvation. Father, not by multiplying words that you're going to answer to our prayer, but you look at the sincerity of our heart, Father, and you look at the faith of our heart, Father. We ask you that you shall answer our prayer tonight, Father. Let this night not be the same as other night, Father. That something must happen, that we could say that from that time, the Lord has ministered to my need. Father, we trust that you will be with us and you will return with us to our home the way we came, Father, that we be as safe on the road, that everything that is of accident, anything that is not of thee, Father, let it be away from us. Let the angel of the Lord shall go before us, because we know that the same angel that led the Hebrew children is the same angel that is leading us, Father. And you are mighty in battle. We commit all at thy hand. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Moment, the youth just remind you that coming Saturday, don't forget your assignment on the text on faith. Praise the Lord. So prepare your text as we meet next Saturday. The text on faith. God richly bless you.
God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again.
Brother, can you put first verse?
God be with you.
Brother Paul, can you put first verse, please?
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet. God be with you till we meet.